have no idea what this sounds like. I feel like it's a lot. Dan's looking at me like he's going to scream into the microphone. Things could happen, guys. So, we won this game. Furthermore, we won this game on the score line that I predicted. So, I am giving myself 2 points for this game. All right, so Kirk knew that his backline could defend him. He held his ground. He was calm, cool, collected. He let our defense do what the defense does. So I'm really proud of him. I still want Lynn back in the next game. Give him the helmet. Make it work. I hope that he is feeling A-okay. Let's go see who we can find. Listen, you guys thought I was real cool when I found Frankie's parents, but Tuffy, you showed up to the watch party. How'd you like it?
Oh, I liked it a lot. This is fun. A lot of fun.
We won. How'd you like that?
Like that even better.
All right. So overall, what was your impression of the game?
I thought it was good. We had a lot of control. A lot of, you know, we seemed like we controlled the game, but we still got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do yet.
You guys keep saying that as if we're not in second place. And, like, I'm like, yeah, wait, we're in second place. We're doing really good. Like, I'm excited, and you and Bob are like, we can do a lot more. How does that feel to, like, be on the other side of that?
Well, you can't make mistakes. Coming down this stretch, I mean, teams are getting better and better, and, you know, we got to eliminate these mistakes. And, you know, it's only going to get tougher from here. The rest of this schedule, next few games, it's we got our hands full.
And we've got another Wednesday game in the mix, so, like, we're tired. Do you think that our depth can handle it?
I think the depth, yeah. That's one of the things Bob's very good at. You know, he's using a lot of the players now to get just for this, you know, for the depth side of it. But, no, I think we'll be okay. But we, as you can see right here, here's the speech.
For the next 7 minutes, the guys will be speaking to Bob Lilly.
Yeah, but no, we're progressing, but we still, like I said, we still got a long way to go.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
So, Avi, let me ask him weird questions because we say Avi instead of obviously, and he's still willing to be on the show. I don't know what's wrong with him. What did you think of the game tonight?
I was a little concerned about us not finishing our goals. We had clear chances. They got right in front of the in the 8-yard box and could not punch them in. That's a little frustrating, but we kept at it and probably got one in. Made it win 2-1.
So when we started this game, I was really nervous. Like, I didn't know how it was going to turn out. We had way more possession than I thought. Do you agree or disagree?
I absolutely agree. At one point, I thought we weren't getting back enough, fast enough to defend Bethlehem, which made me a little worried, even though we have a good goalkeeper in Lynn before he got hurt. But second half, towards the end, we really buckled down because we had a new keeper in Kirk. Something was figured out by Bethlehem. They started going forward more than I would have liked.
Okay, so are you happy with this performance?
Oh, absolutely. Nice to get a win, tie for second with Charleston. And hopefully you get to have a big win this coming Saturday against, I can't remember who we're playing Saturday.
The Independence, question mark?
Yeah, Charlotte Independence event next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, August 22nd.
Oh, my God, so many games upcoming. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so Logan, I watched him walk into the bar. I watched him sit downstairs for a minute, and then he came upstairs to watch the game. What did you think about the game overall?
I think Nico Brett is the hero of Pittsburgh. they definitely need him to win the game. But I think the Riverhounds played a pretty solid game, to be honest with you. They played a full 95 minutes, which is pretty rare for them, but I think it was a very hard-fought win, and I think the Riverhounds fans should definitely celebrate this.
I understand that Brett is our goal scorer, but I'm still in love with Francois. Like, he is not selfish. He could be a little more selfish, in my opinion, but he distributes that ball so well and makes those opportunities. Do you still pick Nico over Francois?
I think it's hard. I mean, like I told the guys behind me, I think that Francois in the Toronto game made the opportunity and got Nico the goal, and tonight he did the same exact thing. I don't think Francois is selfish at all. I think he you know, definitely makes the goals, but I think it's a team effort. I think it takes all 11 guys to win the game, and I think that, you know, Lily starts 11 guys that definitely are out there to, you know, win the USL Championship.
There's nothing wrong with 11 guys who want to win. Thanks for being on the show.
No problem.
And I'm going to end the game with Laura because it is really, really hot up here. Laura comes to all of our tailgates. She is wonderful with all of the children. She makes puppets and crowns, and I'm just really impressed by Laura overall, so I'm glad that I got her on the show. Laura, how'd you like the watch party?
Oh, it was fabulous. Even after being like 190 degrees, it feels like everyone's just infectiously awesome.
With 400% humidity.
Yes.
Yeah. We needed a water break too, guys. So you come to all the tailgates, you sit with the SEAL Army. If someone's new and they want to sit with the SEAL Army, what is your best advice for that?
Just stand and get into it and enjoy, because even being as new as I am, everyone is so welcoming and so excited, and it's not hard to get into it.
Guys, my heart grew two sizes. I'm a little afraid that people find us intimidating, so anyone who says that we're welcoming makes me so happy. Can I get like a Go Hounds on three with the two of us?
Yeah.
All right, ready? One, two, three. Go Hounds! So that's the end of the full 90. Dan Hatfield is here rallying for Family Feud, which is certainly not going to be on tonight.
Where's the feud?
Our lives are very hard. But you know what? We won. We got those 3 points. I feel like their goal was a mistake. We had way more possession than I thought we would have. And Kirk trusted our back line. He knew where to fit into that system when he came in. So tonight was a win. And a win, and a win. Other than the fact that, like, the humidity is 4,000 degrees upstairs, tonight was perfect. I'll talk to you guys later. It's the full 90.